Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Many things today, Pat and Chris, are many good things for that matter, are being lifted up by the church today. I mean, there's so many things right now, kind of as God and in the name of God. But, you know, we got to ask ourselves, are we really lifting up God? Are we really lifting Jesus up? And anything that you lift up, anything we lift up other than Jesus, let me tell you, is going to fall. It's not going to make it. We need to lift Jesus up, glorify God, exalt Jesus, and not get out of any sort of mixture. Because I think a lot of times there's so much mixture, and Jesus is mixed in with everything else that people are sharing. I mean, we don't want to lift up a building, right? Where the church gathers. We don't want to lift up a building. We don't want to lift up programs. We don't want to lift up music and dramas and all these different things. You know, we want to lift up the Lord, right? And this is what Jesus said in John 12:32. He says, "When I'm lifted up, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself." You know, God hasn't called us to build our kingdom, but he's called us to advance his kingdom, right? I mean, we see this actually, you know, more often than we probably would like to see, more often than I know that the Lord wants to see. But sad to say that evangelism today in many fellowships is not about the lost finding Jesus, but rather more about a marketing program to add more numbers. Let me tell you that programs don't save people. Buildings don't save people. Nothing against programs and buildings, right? Even good preaching doesn't save people, right? Jesus alone is the one that does the saving. He's the one that does the drawing, but he must be lifted up. And we need to begin to lift Jesus high. We need to begin to preach the cross, the full gospel. We need to be able to preach and share forgiveness of sins and the need of repentance, surrendering your whole life to Jesus, right? Lord and Savior. And that everyone has been bought with a price. I mean, Jesus, we got to get back to lifting the Lord on high. Now, we're wondering, you know, what's happening. And maybe there's a gimmicky gospel that's being preached. You know, just Jesus. We don't need traditions of men that make the gospel of non-effect. We need to exalt the Lord. The word exalt means to glorify, to increase, to raise, to elevate. It's so important because just because you see a large or a small gathering doesn't mean that they were drawn to Jesus. Right. They could have been drawn by their flesh, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just a gathering. I'm just amazed if people see a gathering and all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, something's happening there. I'm like, something godly is happening. How do you know? You know what I'm saying? How do you know? You know, and people can be just so like easily influenced and manipulated. It's like, come on now. Just because we see a gathering of any sort doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, I there's youth groups that have blown up with hundreds and hundreds of young people there, only to find out that it wasn't the gospel that was bringing them in. It was the Xboxes that were being raffled if they stay to the end of the service, you know what I mean? To the end of the time. Come on. You can get a crowd, but what are we doing? What are we doing? And all believers today are called to do the work of an evangelist, the work of the evangelist. And each believer has been given the ministry of reconciliation and reconciling man to God. We've been empowered. We've been given this opportunity. And oftentimes I think that many people, the lost people today, don't have a problem with Jesus. I think that oftentimes they cite that their problem is in the ones that come in his name. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we can mess up the message here. We 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 get in the way.
Right.
And this is what John the Baptist said. John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease. He must become greater, and I must become lesser. Right? People need to see Jesus in our lives. We don't need to have anything on the outside that distracts away from the Lord. And we find in John 3 that there's an argument that kind of really breaks out between the disciples and a certain Jew. And in John 3:26, it says that they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, that man who is with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he's baptizing. And everyone is going to him.
Right.
What's happening here? This guy you talked about, he's baptizing and everyone's running to him. And John's saying, that's the point.
Right.
That's the point. John says that the bride belongs to the bridegroom. She's not our bride. The church is not for us. You know, we can learn a lot from what John the Baptist said, that we must decrease. He must increase. The church doesn't belong, it belongs to Jesus. He's the chief shepherd, right? And we don't want to lift up anything that would draw attention away from Jesus to something else. And it's important for us to kind of evaluate and think about this. Are we lifting Jesus high? I mean, it's good to think about these things. It's not about really programs or what we offer or any of these other external things. It's about making Jesus known. It's about, like I said earlier, preaching the cross and getting and preaching against sin, really. I mean, Jesus came to take away the sin of the world. And the way for Jesus to be increased, particularly in our lives, right, is for us to decrease. If we're front and center, you know what I'm saying? Rest assured that Jesus is not front and center.
All right.
And Francis Assisi said this. He said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words. When necessary, use words. I mean, this should challenge us. I feel challenged today, but this should challenge us to recognize, is the Lord being exalted, the exalted Lord? And we would do well to follow John's words, right? Everything that is not of God in our life must not only decrease, but be completely gone. And may Jesus be glorified in our lives, because when he's glorified, when Jesus is lifted up, he will do the drawing of men to him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.